Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, one word that was given by Kenneth Hagin back in 1963, you think, well, why would we bring that up? Well, it hasn't happened yet, but we're starting to see that happen. You think about, they're saying Russia, based on what Glenn was just saying, looks like they're the ones that are hacking into our NSA, which is a really formally, by the way, for this generation, these are bad things, but they're not responding as if it's a bad thing.
Right.
Like normally you go to war when something like that happens. And so
it's an act of war.
All these different things that happen. And so they hacked our NSA, which is like going into the main part of who we are as a country.
National security.
Yes. And how they actually gather their information, which means they can do that themselves based on these reports. Well, communism. You're looking at communism out of Russia. You're looking at Saul Alinsky. We talk about the rules for radicals all the time. That's communism, where they're wanting to promote socialism and communism. And then you look at all the racial tension going on in America. It's like our own leaders are doing things that causes people to be divided from their own community. And listen to this word. I mean, it's coming, you know, from a King James version of the word, but listen to it and realize halfway through it, you're going to start hearing some exciting things. But listen to the first part, because he's talking about potentially what could be this very day. And it lines up with Matthew 24 when God says these things will happen. But let's take a look.
The hand of the Lord was upon me. The Spirit of God moved upon me. The voice of God spoke unto me and said, come up hither. Son of man. And I went, as it were, up into the air and stood with him, the head of the church, even the Lord Jesus Christ, in the air. And as I looked down upon the ground, I could see as a map laid out before me the entire nation, all of the states of the continental United States. And as I looked, he said, behold, son, and I shall show you that which shall come to pass. And that which the eyes of many shall see, and they shall remember that their ears heard, that it shall come to pass. For there came a dark hand up out of the ocean, from the east, even the Atlantic Ocean. It came up out of the sea as a hand. And as it rose up into the air, it became a dark cloud. And it filled the whole atmosphere. And yea, it swept in them like a storm from sea. And I said, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, what's the meaning of this? And he spake unto me and said, son, that is the darkness of atheistic communism that is sweeping across the nation, even in the minds of men in high places and politicians with great power. And this nation shall not grow more strong, and ye shall never have more liberty than you have now, but liberties that you've known, as you have seen them seized, shall be seized and shall be taken from you. And I looked again, and I could see upon the mountain a blot, as though a bottle of ink had been spilled, and it spread out over several states in the south and east. And then I looked, and I could see spots splotched all over the mountain. And I said, Lord, what meaneth this? And he said, communistic inspired hatred among races shall cause greater turmoil than your nation has seen heretofore. Yea, it is not the will of God, but men's hearts are perverse. They walk without the love of God and seek to have their own way. And so it shall be worse than you have seen. And I said, oh Lord, is there a remedy? Is there a remedy? What shall the answer be? And he said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceived and being deceived. And then I said, oh Lord, do we have nothing to look forward to in the future except the darkness, the blackness, war, destruction, evil? Then he said, son of man, forget not your text, for you look at the thing not seen. And so then I looked into the spirit realm, and I saw falling upon that mount a ball of fire from heaven. The closer to the earth, the bigger it got. And then when it came to the earth, it divided into small balls or sparks of fire and fell upon men. And I saw an army of men rise up. And it seemed as though their hands were fire. And they sat upon their heads a tongue of fire. When I first saw it, I thought their whole head was a head of fire like their hands. But it was a tongue of fire. Tongues of fire leaping. And I said, what meaneth this? And he said, before the worst shall come, and the day of darkness shall come, there shall those who will go who shall carry the fullness of my truth and the fire, not only to the states of this nation, but to many other places. For there is a work that must be done first spiritually before the Lord shall come. Now prepare ye your hearts, for the time is at hand, and the beginning is now. And ye shall see, and ye shall know, for the hand of the Lord is upon you, and many others, to be used in these last days, and the work shall progress.
So we're looking at, you know, this prophetic word that was given in 1963, but now we're looking, we're going to get back from this break, we're going to talk about how truly people who were influenced by socialism and communism, who's now in leadership, is involved in turning this nation, that those things are happening. You're watching people who weren't divided, divided because of our leaders and people they associate with funding those divisions and that strife. Mm-hmm. And it's happening as we speak. And things like, you know, will there be this kind of liberty again? I mean, we really, and you hear about Dmitry Dudeman and what's taking place with the prophetic word over America. We need to really come alert. But the last part of that, we want to talk about where a great revival begins to happen and the fire of God begins to fall down and begin to burn the hearts of men. But yeah, that was a flashback hearing 1963, thus and thou us and these and stuff. And it's good. It's a good version. But the, it was a conversation. Anyway, so. But he's talking, the prophetic word was that our leaders, people in leadership, would be embracing communism, the concepts of communism, socialism, communism, and they would be funding and fueling racial division in the nation. You know, and it's happening as we're seeing right now. It's happening as we speak. I think about, you know, George Soros, which is reportedly refunding a particular organization. You know, that Hillary Clinton's daughter got married at his daughter's house. Mm. I mean, this is like one big, I think they're all in the, it's just all in the family or something. And then with, you know, the giving shout outs back and forth from the other particular person back from Putin to whatever, like, what are we doing? What happened to the day that, but then he talks about, and this is, I think the best of times and the worst of times are going to be going on. So you don't focus on these difficult times are happening to soften men's heart, to get them to look up for a chance for them to be saved and not be separated from eternity from God. We are the ones that that cry out to God and repent for our own sin, but we say, God, here, I want to be used by you in this time, Lord. Use me to share the good news with other people. And one particular prophetic thing the Lord showed me was that in this prophetic dream, I'm standing on this roof of a house, and it has so many people, just a multitude of people. You can't see it's all the way around. You can't see the end of the crowd. And it wasn't like there was some great message being preached or that type of thing. God had already prepared their hearts to come to him. all I had to say was come. It reminds me of Bill Johnson talking about the time, the season during his historical moves of God, that he said you could just basically say hopscotch or something and people just get saved. How do I get saved? When God begins to move on in people's heart, and that's what I saw. The question I asked myself at that time was, you know, can we absorb this? Because it's just, it's bigger than your building. It's bigger than you could think. And of course, I'm like, what am I thinking? Yes, whatever. But God has given us the wisdom since then. I mean, think about this. Imagine 1,000 people a week joining your church. We got to change what we're doing if that's going to happen. Listen to Rick Joyner talk specifically about that.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. The evangelism is going to happen. Evangelists are getting anointed. This is going to happen. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission is to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. We need hundreds of thousands of people equipped right now to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to preach the gospel, to lay a solid foundation in new believers' lives. What I'm saying is we've got to fulfill the Ephesians 4 mandate to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. Where it's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement. Now, we've had many and great ones. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where He is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
The best of times and the worst of times. Times that are going to test men's souls. But your soul is what you give to God. Well, God saves your soul. And that's the whole thing about it. The decision is going to be very clear. You're either with them or you're against them. And to be with them, if God is with you, then who could be against you? Because you win. I mean, you have eternal life in God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.